Welcome back to Yachting Unplugged, the industry's news desk. This is our final episode of 2025, and what a year this has been. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss. Welcome back to Yachting Unplugged. Thank you for your support. But 2025, wow, it was a year of technology, consolidation, hybrid propulsion. Refit and pre-owned boats and yachts became the name of the game. They were the most successful part of our industry, and the global market pressure has us working overtime. So I am glad to welcome in 2026. But beforehand, let's get into the news. Painting and Coatings just got a new heavyweight. Oxynoble and Axalta merged into an all-stock merger of equals, becoming a global leader with about $17 billion, yes, billion in revenue, and a total value of about $25 million of the two companies. And combined, they will save a total of $600 million in projected savings. That's real numbers, and congratulations to both companies. Big news in the rental space, Boatsetter and Get My Boats are also merging into a combined platform with $500 million in bookings across 184 countries. The new business is headquartered in my hometown, Miami, Florida, and is led by Boatsetter CEO Michael Farb. And both apps will remain active for now. I'm a big advocate of charter and rental. It is going mainstream. Why? Because people are interested in the sharing model. We've seen the success of Uber and other apps, and they want to also test out boats before they buy them. And I think it's a great way to fill that pipeline of future boat ownership. One of the biggest news stories this week comes from the digital side. Oats Group, constantly in the news, the company behind Yacht World, Boat Trader, and Boats.com announced a major strategic investment from General Atlantic and CPP Investments. What does this mean? Private equity is now betting on how boats and yachts are bought, sold, searched, and marketed online. This is a story that we will continue to follow in 2026. I know at my dealership, I'm renegotiating my boats group contract right now, and I will definitely keep everybody posted. This one is a huge part of this podcast. I want to share about the marine industry is really facing the music that it's basically the dealership model is antiquated. It is no longer working. The Marine Retailers Association of America just launched the Dealership of the Future Task Force, a multi-stakeholder initiative designed to give dealers a real roadmap for long-term success as the business model keeps getting squeezed by customers, expectations, new technology, operational challenges, and most importantly, the rising cost of ownership. Matt Gruen, who I know very well, I sit on the Dealership Task Force myself. He puts it plainly that these pressures are not temporary. They are here to stay. And the dealerships that embrace this roadmap are the ones that are going to win. So if you are a dealer interested in survivability and thriving in 2026 and beyond, please look into the Marine Retailers Association of America and get involved and learn how to save your business. All right, on the innovation front, Azimut, Benetti, and Volvo Penta are developing the first ever hybrid electric version of the Volvo Penta IPS. It's piloted on Azimut C-Deck 7. I'm excited to see that initiative roll out, and congratulations to all of you. At the very top of the market, Lursen continues to show long-term strength with multiple new large super yacht launches. I'm excited for them. It's a clear signal that ultra high-end buyers, although they might be selective, there's still a demand for highly customized yachts, and that part of our industry is alive and well. From a production standpoint, one of my favorite brands, Damen Yachting, confirmed the sale of its 8th Amol 60. Congratulations. And they're heading into delivery of that vessel in 2026. So big news there. In the charter world, one of the most beautiful places in the world, the Antigua Charter Yacht Show was a success. A strong lineup of newly launched and newly refitted yachts were on display. Charter remains a major engine in our industry. If you have not been to that area, I'm going to take a quick break to say a shout out to my entire family at Hermitage Bay. If you are a yacht captain, crew, an owner. It is a great place to put the mooring out and take the tender in and check out the beautiful resort. It was one that you do not want to miss and will not disappoint. Speaking of luxury, Mercedes-Benz, welcome into our industry. We are seeing luxury concepts pushing into our industry. The Maybach Ocean Club, a floating members-only luxury experience, which is backed by Mercedes-Benz, is really focusing on the ultra-high net worth individual. It's not just cars anymore. It's now yachts. And they're offering exclusive experiences on the water. All right. Refits have been undefeated. A lot of them going on at the Port of Sol shipyard right now in San Remo. Two prestigious projects are being completed, Kingdom as well as DB9. Kingdom's bow damage required major structural rebuild work, restoring its integrity while protecting its heritage design. And the second project is DB9, a 52-meter Palmer Johnson went through repaint and technical work and then returned for a full teak deck replacement. Wow, that's a big job. But the best refit yards in the world are staying booked. They have a no excuse attitude and they are definitely getting it done. And we all need to take definitely our lead from them. Let's get it done. Now moving on to Australia. This is big regulatory news. BRP acknowledged the ACC decision to oppose its proposed sale of Telwater to Yamaha Motor Australia. BRP says it's reviewing the decision and evaluating options, but for now, BRP remains the owner and will continue operating Telwater. BRP also stated that this will have no impact on its fiscal year 2026. Regulators are definitely watching, and consolidation is something that is happening, so we're going to see more of this. The services infrastructure keeps expanding. Even on the services side, we're seeing movement from the Marine Group Boatworks announcing senior leadership promotions as it expands its super yacht services division. So congratulations, and we look forward to seeing great things from Marine Group Boatworks. Globally, let's shift into the Asia market. The Hong Kong International Boat Show just recently wrapped up. It was a very successful show, reinforcing the continued growth and interest in the Asia-Pacific market. That region plays a huge role, a much bigger role in future sales, service, boat ownership, and most importantly, brand expansion for a lot of brands that are looking to expand their client reach. That region is definitely growing. I'm excited to see where we take it. Turkey. Love Turkey, but the yachting industry is navigating through some rough waters there. There's been reports that the market there is down 30 to 40% in sales in 2025 due to rising costs, shrinking incentives, and stronger competition. But for 2026, the worldwide theme is resilience. As a result of tighter margins and tougher contract wins, strategic planning and smart positioning is what it will take to succeed next year. The UK is really an incredible place of some of the best brands in the world, from Sunseeker, Princess, Fairline, and Oyster. But 2025 has had its challenges for those brands. A lot of them are under new ownership. A standout signal, one that is a positive sign, because we love positivity, is Princess Yachts reported a return to profit ahead of schedule with a 50 million euro increase in profitability. So congratulations to Team Princess on a job well done. When you zoom out, the story of 2025 isn't one specific headline or one launch. It's a steady shift towards smarter ownership, stronger platforms, and an industry that's learning how to evolve without losing its passion. We need to focus on our survivability in order to thrive into 2026 and beyond. Reinvention was an optional. The market changes from technology, customers has changed. We're constantly evolving and we need to embrace change and not fear it in 2026. This message needs to be heard. If we don't get through the seasons like this one that we're in, we have to stop competing in silos and we have to form strategic collaborations. I spoke about this in my speech recently as I accepted the Darlene Briggs Marine Woman of the Year Award. collaboration over competition. Super important from builders, dealers, shipyards, service providers, whomever you are, let's focus on collaboration, customer experience, from the first search when a client searches online to the survey and sea trial to their 100th day on the water. We have to focus, be uber focused on the customer and delivering the most incredible customer experience to retain our clients. Reinvention in 2025 was not optional, and technology is here. It's here to stay. So we have to embrace it and not fear it. Look at my cup here. It says life begins at the end of your comfort zone. So I implore all of you, please, to be uber focused on the clients, reinvent yourself, focus on boating safety, workforce development, customer education, internal customer from your team, education and development, supporting the next generation. Pull that seat aside and invite someone who is up and coming in the industry, because they are the leaders of the future. Every single one of us has an obligation to contribute to our industry and not just take from it. We have to give back. We have to make boating stronger, safer, and more accessible. So as we head into 2026, this industry isn't slowing, it's refining, and we have to lead the disruption. Live outside your comfort zone. Surround yourself with good, positive people and leave your spot on the world. Mine is cancer and boating safety. Find your why. So God bless, happy holidays, and cheers to a healthy and successful 2026. And if you like Yachting Unplugged, please, I ask one present from all of you this year is to subscribe, to like, to comment, forward on, follow. But if you are looking at expanding your brand, consider sponsoring Yachting Unplugged and make sure that this show continues on for many years to come. As I say, boat smart from the start and always pay it forward. God bless and have a happy holiday and an epic 2026.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.